I don't think the Secretary of State is under is going to be in that position for not as far as I can see, and for a very, very long time to come. And you know, I look at the as I say, I look at Northern Ireland and the future of Northern Ireland, and I think it is really potentially very bright.
That's the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson recently speaking to the BBC. And as far as he's concerned, there will not be a border wall for a very long time.
The capacity of English people really to think about Northern Ireland in terms of what it means for them is limited, and has been very limited ever since the Troubles more or less came to an end with the Good Friday Agreement. So I think people are aware. George Osborne is aware, the former Chancellor of the Exchequer. He wrote recently that Northern Ireland may be halfway out the door and Scotland may soon follow. So there are some people who are aware, but I don't think it cuts through with most voters because, frankly, I don't think many people actually care very much about Northern Ireland. And if you ask Leave voters, people who voted for Brexit, and who are Conservatives, the polls suggest that three quarters of them would be quite happy to see Northern Ireland become part of a united Ireland.
Gavin Essler is a former presenter of the BBC's Newsnight programme, and he has recently released a book called How Britain Ends. And he says there is an ignorance from English people when it comes to Northern Ireland. And he says there certainly is not the affection from English people for the North that may have once been there.
Well, the ignorance extends all the way up to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who, as you know, has said that the border between the North and South on the island of Ireland is no more significant than that between Camden and Westminster, which caused a great deal of amusement, I suppose, by some people. So in that sense, they wouldn't. There have been articles, one I quote in my book, in the Daily Telegraph, that supposed bastion of the Conservative and Unionist Party, saying we should get shot of it because it costs us more than membership of the EU. So I'm not sure that there is the kind of affection for Northern Ireland or the sense of unionism that there was 100 years ago when Northern Ireland was created.
But do English people just not get Northern Ireland? Ben Kelly is originally from Derry, but works for The Independent in London.
So I'm from Derry. I've lived in London for about 10 years. And, you know, I think on the whole, the vast majority of people in Britain are not tuned into issues in Northern Ireland. They don't really understand the complexities we have here. It only really gets into the news when there's, you know, dramatic, you know, a bomb scare here or, you know, something like that. But I do think it's been interesting the past few years that Brexit and obviously the involvement of the DUP at Westminster did bring a renewed focus from Britain onto Northern Ireland. And it's made some people in the political classes and the media classes kind of pay a bit more attention to it. But I think understanding is still scant. I think people aren't really aware of where Northern Ireland sits in terms of the constitutional situation, in terms of the fragility of things. And I think we've seen that that can actually lead to some quite serious issues being made over our heads or when we're not in the room, where they haven't really considered the implications for us.
Just last week, I've seen the political editor of ITV, Robert Peston, tweeting that, you know, because Arlene Foster left the DUP, that some DUP voters could now align with Sinn Féin. Like, he's completely way off the mark, and he's a political editor. Does that kind of show how out of touch some English people are?
Oh, there's some shocking takes, absolutely. And I think, you know, you could probably count on one hand the media outlets in the UK that cover Ireland well. And I think those ones would probably have Irish reporters or certainly someone who's, you know, got a keen interest in it.
You mentioned bad takes. Can you give me some examples of some of the bad takes you've heard over the years while you've lived in England?
Oh, good God. You know, people not knowing whether Northern Ireland was in the UK or not, not knowing whether we use pounds or sterling. I suppose one of the greatest takes was hearing from someone that they didn't know that nationalists and unionists voted for nationalist and unionist parties, and that person was the Secretary of State at the time.
So it seems a lot of English people don't even seem to care about Northern Ireland. So in England, is a border poll even on the agenda?
So I'm like a typical English. ignoramus in terms of, you know, I've never been to Northern Ireland, but I'm ignorant of the culture in Northern Ireland and some of the, you know, certainly the subtleties behind how it sits culturally and politically. So yeah, it's certainly part of the United Kingdom, without a doubt, but not British. Irish in terms of purely because it geographically it is, and there'll be shared sort of cultures and values that, you know, that you guys will have with the Republic and vice versa, that, you know, are slightly different to what we'd have between Scotland and England, for example. But I suppose generally, you know, the Union, you know, the Union of the United Kingdom's weak currently.
Look, there is more and more talk of a border pull over here. Is that even on the agenda in England? Does anybody ever talk about the possibility of a united Ireland? And do you think English people even care if Northern Ireland's part of the UK or if it joins the Republic?
At least from what I've seen, from my point of view. So no, that isn't really topic or anything that we've discussed. It's obviously discussed in terms of Brexit and in terms of the divide that we've got as a nation, you know, overall ourselves, but never in terms of that there's a border pull on the horizon. I'd say that hasn't cut through whatsoever. So, be there to answer your question, not on the agenda, at least from what I've noted. In terms of care about a united Ireland, I think they'd care so much in the black and the white of it from whatever their entrenched view was, but would they give it the depth of thought that maybe it deserves? Maybe I'm doing the English a disservice, but probably not. They just look at it from an ignorant perspective.
So in terms of like at schooling, we never learned about Irish history or like the British involvement in Ireland at all. I remember there being kind of cultural references to the famine and stuff like that, but apart from that, I even really still do not know much about the history at all. in terms of like a united Ireland, before Brexit, it would have been never anything that I really thought about. And, you know, not really sure if it's a conversation that is quite active in Irish politics, if I'm honest. It's kind of one of those things that's like the Scottish independent referendum. Essentially, as an English person, I think my view on it is kind of null and void. That if people in those countries, you know, if you want United Ireland, if you want Scottish independence, then it should happen. They should get the right to vote on it. They should get a right to do what they want. And I think especially with Ireland at the moment, especially after Brexit, there is clearly a need for something to happen. And I definitely thought that throughout Brexit negotiations, this kind of border problem that kept coming up was incredibly unfair, and especially that it being this constant thing that no one could quite figure out and no one would make allowances for, especially when it's going to affect, you know, real people. And it always seemed to be something that was the last thing to check off, the last thing to think about. So I wouldn't be surprised if people were thinking about it now as a serious option.
I consider that Northern Ireland to still be part of the UK, but I think for a lot of people it has been pushed away.
Over here, there does seem to be more and more talk of a border pull. Do English people like yourself, do they care if Northern Ireland remains part of the UK?
I think for a lot of people, it's not really important to us in England. It's been there for so long, in my opinion. We've had it for so long that we should want to keep it, but it's not really spoken about too much. I wouldn't like to see it go because so much seemed to have been done to keep it, you know, 20, 30 years ago. I think a breakup is inevitable in the next 20, 25 years, but it seems to be more, from what we see, Scotland pushing for independence over Northern Ireland, really. You see Scottish Prime Minister on the telly all the time. She was on Andrew Marr on Sunday talking about wanting Scottish independence and stuff like that. You don't really see so much of the Northern Irish element So I think it will be inevitable. Scotland will go at some point in the next 10, 15, 20 years. And then I don't think Northern Ireland would happen before that. I think that would be potentially after that.
I really don't know enough about it to comment with any authority. But what I can say is that, as far as I'm concerned, nations are stronger when they're united. And all the Northern Irish people I've met have been warm, friendly, hilarious, great company. And why wouldn't I want a nation like that united with the UK?
Would English people care if Northern Ireland was to leave the UK? And is that something you would foresee happening, or is it something English people foresee happening?
It's a really difficult question to answer because I don't feel like I know enough about Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland and the struggles that they've had in the past. It's not that I don't care, because I do. I just wish I had more information and I knew more about it, and then I could comment in a more informed way.
Now, there seems to be the feeling here that a border poll is inevitable, certainly in the next 10 years. But there certainly doesn't seem to be the same feeling of inevitability in England. Here's Gavin Essler again.
I think that with some people, there may be a feeling that it's inevitable that at some point Northern Ireland leaves. But I think, to be quite frank with you, most people in England don't even think about it at all.